Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Coach, there are 38-year-old men driving around this city that might even have more mortgages than children in our economy, and you have given them the joy of seeing something they have never seen in their entire lifetime, and that is a 3-0 Arizona Cardinal football team. Number one, congratulations, and number two, tell us what stood out to you the most so far on this 3-0 streak. What makes you the most proud?
Well, Doug, we've done that, a group of men and players that feel like it's important that they play well for our fans in this city, and it's great to see that. But you know what? It's early, and we got to continue with that. But I think what really stands out to me about yesterday's game, not only was it a great atmosphere from the noise and what a great advantage, home advantage, University of Phoenix Stadium is, but it's the way we started the game. The defense did a great job, three and out, and then offense, another sustained drive to open the game. We only got 3 points out of it, but we got points, and I think that set the tone for the whole game. We were physical. We were aggressive. We made a lot of plays, but we played a solid, complete football game.
Wiz, does your team have an identity, and is it important to have one?
I don't know. Wolf, you know, I don't know how you label an identity for a team. You know, I think if we have an identity, it's adaptive. We're going to do whatever it takes to compete and win football games. And we've done that over the last 12 games for 10 of them, which is pretty good for our guys. We've won some of them close. It was nice to get a win the way we did yesterday. We've run the ball decent in some of them. We've thrown the ball. We've played very good defense. We've played great red zone defense. And our special teams has contributed. So I think if we have an identity, it is that we're a team. And we got a group of guys that believe in what we're doing. We got individuals each week that step up and make plays like Kerry Rhodes did for us yesterday. And I think that's something that's really exciting for our players.
What did you learn about Ryan Williams coming back from the Patriots game and having the fourth quarter he did?
You see a young man that is really passionate about the game, very emotional. It was a tough situation he was in New England. It was great that we got the win, but he felt like he let the team down. And when you see guys that work as hard as Ryan did to come back from his injury, you naturally pull for him to have success. I think that's human nature. And to see what he did in the fourth quarter with some of those big runs and to make some of those plays, you just can't help but feel good about the young man and feel good about his future. And I think it's great to see the way the team rallied around him and gravitated towards him. And now he's got the burden of continuing that on a weekly basis. And that's one that I think he'll do.
Wiz, you know, it was tough sledding running the football for three quarters. And then that fourth quarter came rolling around. Why do you think you guys were so successful running the ball against the Eagles in the fourth quarter?
Well, see, you know what, Ron? I think sometimes that when you look at football teams that run the football, they go a whole game and not have a great deal of yardage, and then they rip off a couple of runs in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden they got 150 yards, and everybody says, "Boy, they can really run the football." So sometimes that's the way it comes down. You can't ever dictate for sure. They were playing an 8-man box on us the whole game. We had a very good plan as far as mixing personnel up and hitting them on some quick passes, which set up the play-action pass, one most notably like to Larry for the 37-yard touchdown. And I think that's what you have to do. We did a very good job in protection. There are some run things that we've got to do better, and we're continuing to work on it. But, you know, I feel like we're making progress as an offense. And if we can continue to do that, then we're going to get to the point where we want to be.
When the Cardinals have a game on Sunday, Coach Ken Wisenhunt, nice enough to join us on the Monday after, and he's joining us here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, when you're watching the film itself on Kevin Cobb right now, he joined us right after the game against Seattle and admitted that he felt like he's playing a little bit looser, not trying to be perfect, not trying to play to justify the money or justify the trade or things like that. He said he was looser. Do you see that? Do you see it on the film? Do you see him playing in a more comfortable fashion than what you saw last year and in training camp?
Well, I mean, I've seen him playing better this year. I mm-hmm. see him playing better in games, making good decisions, moving well in the pocket, stepping up, running with the ball at times, understanding what he's trying to get done. And we've seen that at times. We saw that last year against Dallas. We saw that last year against Carolina in the opener. And it's good to see. He's responded the way we expected him to, and I'm excited for Kevin.
Wiz, Larry Fitzgerald had a huge game, 9 receptions. He was targeted 9 times and had 9 receptions and 114 yards. Had that huge touchdown, of course, off the play-action pass, running that post route, a beautifully executed play. Getting Larry Fitzgerald the ball seems to be a topic of discussion here. Was it difficult because of what the Eagles, is it difficult because what defenses, are doing to Larry Fitzgerald, or did you guys do something different to get him the ball more?
It's just like we were talking about a minute ago, Wolf in the run game. You know, some games you don't ever know how it's going to go. Some of those games, Larry has those days like that where the ball comes to him. He was targeted 9 times yesterday. He got the ball 9 times. That's pretty unusual. You know, usually there'll be a bunch of targets and maybe you'll get 70% or 60% of those targets to you. But that's the way it went yesterday. And it didn't happen in New England. We missed him a couple of times. So that's going to be something that you can't – I mean, I'd love to say Larry's going to catch that every week.
Right.
But you can't do that. You have to work your plan around what you think gives you the best chance to beat the team you're playing. And we're always going to try to get Larry involved and give him opportunities because, like yesterday, he's very dynamic and is a good – obviously, I don't want to say something we all know. He's a great receiver. Mm-hmm. But I think being part of the team means sometimes if they double cover you, it's going to open up other people like Andre Roberts on that long run that unfortunately we had a penalty on. But those things happen. And as long as we can continue to move the ball and make plays, then Larry will get more opportunities and he's going to get his catches and his yards.
Coach, if you don't mind, and I know that it's early in the week, there's no way to project until Sunday, but to give us an injury update on what you know about Dockett and Beanie and A-Dub right now.
Well, it's way too early to even talk about that. They still got 2 days of treatment before we even start practice, and a lot of it's going to depend on how they respond. So we'll have more information tomorrow about where they are and how they're going to progress, but Tom Reed and our staff do a great job of working with these guys, and when you're 3-0, the guys, not that they don't want to be out there all the time, but they want to play. They want to be a part of this.
Wiz, you're 3-0, and not since 1974 have the Cardinals been 3-0. How do you keep your guys from becoming complacent?
Just all you got to do is say 1-6.
Well, yeah.
That's all you got to do. I mean, there's some guys here that didn't experience that, but there's enough of them that do. And say, this is what the NFL is. You want to we're on the right course as far as how we work. We got to come in every day and prepare like this game is the most important game, like we've been doing this first 3 weeks, and that's what we expect to do. And if we do that, we'll continue to work and hopefully have success like we've had.
Coach, how much does a short week affect planning? I know that right now all of you guys are focused only on Miami. The players need to be focused on Miami. But when you have such a quick turnaround right after that in a road game, when do you start even thinking about the Rams?
Well, I think the one thing that helps when you have a short week like that is when you're playing a division opponent. And I know they have a new coach, and I haven't looked at him. They're probably running some different schemes, but at least you know more about the personnel, and that helps. When we're playing a team like Miami this week, which we don't know much about, we haven't seen them since 08, and their personnel's changed, their scheme's changed, it's almost like you're behind the curve and you're trying to catch up. And it's always tough on a short week. Whenever you play in a game like we're playing next week. But the one thing that's different from a week like this, even though you have more time, is you know more about the personnel. But our coaches work very hard at it, and they'll probably spend some time this weekend on getting prepared for St. Louis just so we can make that turn on a short week.
Wiz, I know it's still early, and you guys are probably formulating the game plan even as we speak, but what do you know of the Miami Dolphins?
Well, that's what we're diving into right now, Wolf. I mean, I know they play hard, and from what little bit I've seen of them, they've got some good players. I think that we can't think for a minute that, like you spoke to earlier, that we're 3-0 and that we're going to have any kind of game with the team coming in other than a physical game. That's the one thing I see about them. They're a physical football team. And we know we got to continue to improve and work hard. And I think we'll have a better feel for them, obviously, as we spend all more time on them today and tomorrow.
Coach, thanks for your time as always. Best of luck against Miami and congratulations on being in first place right now.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Wiz.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.